And I've got a fantastic team here in D.C. Most of us came off the Hill in the House or the Senate side and from the Senate or House Ag Committee. But anytime I can get an actual wheat grower, and it's even better if I can get the wheat grower and their family here to go in and talk to these urban members about what they're doing for water conservation, what they're doing for to end or slow down erosion, how they're putting cover crops out there. And, you know, that this is the food that they're feeding their kids, and really explain the story and bring pictures, you know, and show them what your production system looks like. That will always carry more weight than myself and my team going up there and lobbying on your behalf.
Chandler Gould is CEO, National Association of Wheat Growers.
Which is why our winter meeting is so important. That's when we bring all of our growers in and we canvass Capitol Hill. And I'm concerned with the COVID virus that we may even have to delay that meeting. And next year, you know, next fall, we could easily start having farm bill hearings, whether it's out abroad or here in Washington, D.C. So groundwork is being laid now. I would expect NOG to have draft priorities next year, and they will be solidified by the beginning of 2022. So we know exactly what priority orders our wheat growers want to see the 2023 farm bill written in.
And wheat growers are preparing for that next farm bill.
But we are going to start laying down the framework of what we need to see in the 2023 farm bill based on the 18 and the 14 farm bill. What's working? What's not working? What is clear in the conservation programs? What is not?
And Gould explains,
what we need to be doing is production agriculture. And I don't mean just the wheat growers. I mean all of us row crops, specialty crops, and the livestock organizations. We need to get together and make sure that it is very clear to the Congress and to the Senate of what we are doing to be a solution for climate, to be a solution for carbon, because I think we're going to see a major play by food companies that are going to try to step into this farm bill, tell us how to produce our food, how to produce our meat, so they can get whatever label it is they want to put on their packaging in the grocery store. And I'm hoping, and this is my ask, if any of the food companies are listening to this, please come to us and work with us. Don't come and work against us in the farm bill. We are here to work with you. But if this goes sideways, we're going to be told how to produce food instead of doing it how we know best.
On the demand side, one area was showing promise, or at least it was.
The Grain Foods Foundation has been working on a flour checkoff that NOG has been supportive of. There would be an assessment at the millers and the bakers' points of sale, and you can get more details on that. But that program was put into place to help build domestic demand and to talk about the nutritional value of whole grains and why it's important to keep that in not only the dietary guidelines, but just to educate the consumers so we can get off these crazy diet ideas that we need to be carb-free and no potatoes and gluten-free and all these things that we know are not healthy for you. Unfortunately, that program was pulled from the Federal Register last week. I find that very unfortunate due to a small percentage, I believe, of bakers that were upset with the program who had originally signed off on it. So if we can figure out a way to continue forward, this is going to delay that program 6 to 8 months of being implemented. So we continue to support the Grain Foods Foundation and the entire wheat value chain, because wheat itself is not going to have a national checkoff program. The wheat product industry needs to, so that we can build that demand and build that education and research.
Once again, that's Chandler Gould, CEO, National Association of Wheat Growers in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James.